Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. I'm here with the one and only Babyface. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, this is awesome. We're backstage in your Kennedy Center dressing room. Looking around here, this is an awesome little spot. What are you going to be doing tonight? And B, what does Marvin Gaye mean to you?
I'm doing How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, and then doing Ain't No Mountain High Enough with Valerie Simpson, which is going to be very cool to sing with her. To be her Nick for the night.
She wrote it. I mean,
yeah, she wrote it. Yeah, so it's amazing. And I mean, Marvin is, you know, I don't know who doesn't love Marvin Gaye and how important he is. I've always looked at him as a national treasure for America and for the world. You know, we all love his music and grown up with it, and it's a part of our DNA at this point.
Speaking of growing up with it, do you remember the first time you heard it? How old you were?
I think I remember the Tammy and Terrell thing, and also How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. It's from the very early stuff, and I just have a clear visual of seeing him and Tammy Terrell on Dick Clark show, American Bandstand. Yeah.
You'll never forget that, seeing that. That's for sure. Do you have a favorite Marvin Gaye song?
It's hard.
It's tough.
It's really hard. There's so many.
Is there one you think has inspired you most?
Well, you know, we just heard I Want You, and then but there's Distant Lover, and then there's, I mean, he has love songs, and then he has songs that are social conscious songs, and so he was, you know, quite an artist. They just, we don't make them like him anymore.
You know? Speak to each of those. You know, first there's the sexual healing, and then there's the social healing. Speak to each of those and why he was so great at that.
Well, I think what he was so great at, he always reached inside and wrote from an emotion that, like, lived inside of him. And he wasn't afraid to bear it, you know. He put it all out there, put it on his records. And so, you know, you could only imagine that he had to be somewhat tortured of how he put laid it all right there, you know, in the music.
Definitely. Well, it might be hard for you to believe, but you grew up listening to Marvin Gaye. I grew up listening to you. Every time I close my eyes and all the songs you wrote and produced, you're a legend in your own right, sir. Do you mind if we just, let me just rapid fire really quick. I'll throw out a name and, like, first thing that comes to your mind. Because we had Boys to Men here, played at the Kennedy Center. Nice. You did Water Runs Dry and I'll Make Love to You Then. What was just a quick first thing that you think of working with them?
Oh, great time always. It's always great because they sing so well, and so we can kind of get through it really fast. It's a lot of fun.
Toni Braxton.
Classic voice. She's every time she sings on the microphone, immediately you know it's Toni Braxton.
Whitney Houston.
The best, my greatest of all time for me.
Mariah.
Another one. Another classic voice. You just keep on giving me these people that I like.
You've worked with all the best. That's the problem.
They stand alone, you know. I was fortunate to work with Mariah and Whitney separately and together. We did the Prince of Egypt together, that was amazing.
What about Change the World with Eric Clapton?
Another big point in my life that I never saw that coming, but it came, and I'm so glad to be a part of it.
TLC.
That's our first girl group on the face that still has the record of being the biggest selling, you know, female group of all time. So we're very proud of them.
We could go on and on with this. We're not going to. You've worked with all the legends, and you're a legend yourself. So just bringing it full circle, you know, how excited are you to be here at the Kennedy Center in such a prestigious place, you know, honoring such a famous guy, important guy?
I'm honored to be part of it, and it's great singers that are performed tonight, and so I gotta put my A game on and try to come hard, because it ain't gonna be easy.
I think you got it.
Yeah, work on it.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.